Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm not satisfied at all.
When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. K-12 education.
It's very important.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Very, very important. And,
abortion rights.
Zero.
Racism and discrimination.
Racism and discrimination. Oh, what happened to your doggy? Poor thing. Racism. I don't think there is. My husband's Cuban, and he doesn't feel at all that racism is not important in our country.
What about health care?
Very important.
Criminal justice reform?
Criminal justice reform. I just want the criminals behind the bar, behind, in jail.
Yes. Would you rate it from 0 to 10, 4 to 10?
Criminal justice. 5.
Voting rights?
Voting rights for American citizens, yes. 10.
Reproductive freedom?
0.
Immigration?
What? Say that again.
Immigration?
What? Depends on what you mean by immigration. Legal immigration, yes.
Jobs and wages?
Job what?
Jobs and wages?
Job what? I didn't hear the last part. I'm sorry.
And wages, like salaries?
Oh, raises. Yeah, everybody wants to raise, that's for sure. So, 7.
Democracy?
Democracy, a 10.
Crime and violence?
To fight it? Is that the question? Yes, 10.
Yes. Climate change?
Say that again.
Climate change?
Climate change is 3.
And student loan debt?
Student loan debt. Well, my grandson's in student loan debt. But if they sign a contract to pay it back, then they have to pay it back. So I would say that's a 4.
Okay, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
I'll vote 10. Never missed an election yet. And I'm 81 years old.
That's very nice, ma'am. May I ask, what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, ma'am. That concludes the survey. Thank you again for answering the questions.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. I hope
have
it helps. And who asked you to answer these questions? Hello?
Can you repeat?
Yeah. Who asked you to answer the questions? What organization?
Oh, it's New York Opinion Research. It's an independent research company.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
Thank
all.
You very much.
Thank you.
I hope you have a
You're
good
welcome.
Day.
You have a blessed night. Bye-bye.
Bye.